This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Folks, you can hear that I'm frantic. Because behind the scenes, enemy operations have gone up 5,000% against us and everybody else I know. And I know what Trump's going through. It's unbelievable. I mean, he is a total badass with what he's put up with and what he's gone through. I mean, I'm no slouch, and let me tell you, it's got me just reeling with the things the enemy's doing. It's across the board. It's continual. It's the takedown of America. The Chi-Coms are funding it. The EU's funding it. Hollywood's funding it. They've got people down to the grassroots that know they're part of a plan, know they're taking us down. This is beyond gang warfare. This is military hatred of America. By military, I mean it's military operations by all this scum that went and got two or three college degrees and were taught they were going to rule America. But Larry Grathwald talks about in those videos from the 70s with the weathermen planning the takeover. And then they spray painted all over Austin. We love Xi Jinping, down with America, China, occupy Texas. And you think this is a joke, folks? These people are crazy. So, Leo, in Minnesota, you're a proud boy. Tell folks what you've witnessed out there.
Well, Alex, I tell you what, man. I was on the ground when they took the precinct, when they were riding downtown, and I've been here through it all. I was on the bridge when the oil tanker ran through the crowd. And I mean, I've been front lines the whole time. As far as I can say about Minneapolis, man, they're stuck in their ways. We got a radical Attorney General, Keith Ellison. I don't see anything being done in these cities as far as, you know, anything to support Trump. They're going to double down on their agenda. Everything around the cities is conservative. And we're going to win Minnesota. It's going to be red. But we got to worry about these people double down. Because there's going to be a false flag. They're going to change the narrative against Trump supporters before the election. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of where. It's just a matter of what event they choose to take advantage of.
I totally agree with you. I mean, what type of false flag do you think they're going to pull?
I think they're going to maybe drive a car through a crowd of Antifa with a Trump flag on the back or something, tinted out windows. You can't see the driver. Maybe they'll shoot into a crowd like they did the Vegas massacre. I just, you know, I see something real bloody that they can push on the news to demonize Trump.
Well, I totally agree. You know, the Saudis ran that attack. The criminal group did. And that's why we had to occupy Saudi Arabia. And the U.S. actually took Saudi Arabia over when that happened. So Trump's not playing games, but that's a foreign power. So he was able to do that with the military. I don't like using the military here, but when we're under Chi-Com attack, they're the ones wanting to use the military once they get rid of Trump. I say Trump, under the Insurrection Act, you can use the military. But I think instead of fighting crowds of idiot leftists, it's time to use the military against the globalist leadership. I think that's George Washington would just wipe out the leadership of the New World Order.
100%. And when will Trump come out on the news and let it be known that these are our enemies? We need a national televised event on everyone's TV, laying out who things are, laying out who's funding Antifa, laying out their agenda, because we have it. Alex, you've been laying it out for how long now? What else do we need?
I just don't know how the average American doesn't have the instincts to know who their enemy is. I mean, just if I was just a purely sociopathic person, Trump would make me more money, I'd be safer, my family would be better. And he would unify everybody so we weren't killing each other. Instead, why would anybody want to go with the New World Order, the Chi-Coms? I mean, no one's going to get anything but heartache from this. Why? That's why it's spiritual, Leo. It's spiritual. These people are under demonic control.
Exactly, and there's a spirit of awakeness going across the globe ever since Trump won. And even Ilhan Omar in my area is losing her control over her people. These Muslims got Lacey Johnson signs up in their yard. Once she left,
I know. I heard the videos and I saw them. They're really like, we want to be free. We don't want to have her tell us what to do. We thought we're in America. Good. I love that. That's good.
They're losing their grip on their foot soldiers when it comes to Hispanics, Blacks. Everybody's waking up to their agenda, Alex. It's only a matter of time. And with the election around the corner, Americans need to surround the White House. Millions of them surround the White House. until the election happens and until he's inaugurated. We need to surround the White House.
I agree. You just said it. I meant to say that too. Beautiful. You're absolutely, it's in the spirit. Everybody needs to go surround the White House to protect it from the leftists. You're damn right, because they're planning to attack it. You just said it, brother.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Starting 5 p.m. Central and at 6 p.m. will be commercial-free coverage of the first Trump-Biden colossal debate from Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to have crew members, Greg Reese and others, on the ground with live coverage. This is going to be big, and I'm going to be a good boy. I'm going to be here for a couple hours before it. I'll be here during the debate, but we're not going to talk over it very much. It'll just be me. Then I'll leave about 15 minutes after the debate ends. At 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, and Owen Schroyer, Deanna Lorraine, Robert Barnes, your calls, and they're going to go till midnight probably. I mean, I would encourage the crew. This is kind of like a little mini 24-hour broadcast here. I would go till midnight. People are going to want to get on. They're going to want to talk. We're going to have those highlights. And remember, this isn't a war event. You guys got excited 4 years ago during these type of debates, and we would have 3 million, 3.5 million was our record. IP addresses, click the video and audio streams extra during debates and then on election night. I mean, wow. I mean, a normal live show we do that's separate from the regular show. You know, the regular show has 3 or 4 million viewers. Most people exaggerate their audience. Now, we actually have 3 or 4 million viewers that come on the site or whatever. And then we have radio stations that pick up millions. So it's hard to quantify it. But despite all the censorship, despite all of it, when you get excited, since we launched Band.Video a year and a half ago, and since we've been doing live feeds where we can see how many IP addresses hit, how many people get on, we've had 2-hour, 3-hour special live shows that have like 800,000 people. That's beautiful. That's fantastic. That's 8 sports stadiums with 100,000 in it, and most of it's new people. So you already know all this stuff. You're already in the game. You're in the fight. And all of big tech and all their system is about suppressing your speech, suppressing your vote, suppressing your economy, making you dependent. Well, energy-wise, the cheapest thing to do is word of mouth, but it's also king. And so anybody will tell you in sales, word of mouth is better than anything, better than mail-in, better than anything, better than a letter somebody gives you. It's word of mouth. Hey, that place has got great hamburgers. Or, hey, I love my Chevy truck I got, or my Ford truck, whatever it is. Or, hey, I got this fertilizer for my plants. It does better than this one. You talk to your neighbor. Hey, your rose bushes are insane. Mine aren't that good. What do you use? I use this. I go buy it. That's how we're designed as farmers. We're really, at the end of the day, farmers. We're not really warriors, folks. We just fight to protect our farms. We're yeoman farmers. And farmers talk to people. They talk about what works, what plants. And so I'm asking you to farm minds, not by enslaving them like the left does, but by empowering them and setting them free. So today, go to InfoWars.com with a live feed. It's already up there, live election coverage 2020 of the debate. Send that link out and say, hey, here's a live feed of the debate that's going to have behind-the-scenes analysis nobody else is going to have. Share the 2020electioncenter.com link, because that doesn't get blocked on Twitter. All right, now let's look at the Ilhan Omar situation. We'll go back to your calls. But Josh Hawley's joining us right now. Patrick Hawley. I'm always confusing him with the Patrick Hawley. I know, I'm being funny here. That's an attempt at humor, because I did that last time, ladies and gentlemen. That's an attempt at humor. I'm always thinking of the senator from the Midwest, Patrick Halley, with nationalfile.com and at Halley Reporter. I wanted to get him on to talk about the Ilhan Omar information, the new things coming out, the Ken Paxton indictments of Democrats, 130-something in Texas, the new stuff they've dug up, also in Texas and other states, and how crazy this is and how this is going to fit into the larger campaign. He also writes not just for nationalfile.com, but he's written for the Epoch Times as well. So, Patrick, thanks for coming on to us. This is a really crazy time right now.
Yes, Alex, thank you. And by the way, if I was the senator from Missouri, I think I'd be doing a better job. So
that's right. Well, and I guess you are in Missouri part of the time, aren't you? Or they're in Kansas?
I'm all over the Midwest. I'm a rambling man. I'm like a Bob Dylan song.
I know. One day you're in Oklahoma, then you're in Missouri, then you're in Texas, then you're in Kansas. Well, you're here with us, Senator Halley. No, Patrick Halley. Let's get serious, though. What do you want to hit first? I mean, all the election fraud we're catching, the Project Veritas bombshell?
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Look, I mean, I think we all knew in the back of our heads as soon as the coronavirus scamdemic started that this was going to be about vote by mail. We started seeing the rollout coming from the Clintons, coming from Stacey Abrams, who we had already contended with back in 2018 in the overtime period down in Georgia where she was ballot harvesting. And they were running a campaign-style operation in Georgia back then to try to get votes, to find these votes, find the provisional ballots. Of course, you had people who weren't registered. You had illegal immigrants, people who didn't live in the county, voting in Fulton County, right? There are these kinds of counties. Now, in Texas, the great state of Texas, Harris County is that county. And so there's a huge effort underway that I'm plugged into and that we're reporting exclusively at National File to expose this massive voter fraud ring that's been going on for years. This investigation is what led to Attorney General Ken Paxton filing 134 felony charges against four defendants for vote by mail. This is the biggest bust of voter fraud ever in history, and now there are new developments. I got the scoop on two affidavits that were filed yesterday at the Texas Supreme Court from private investigators, including a former top FBI agent, stating what is in this investigation, video evidence, documentation, everything else, which is part of a criminal probe right now. So this is in the hands of Ken Paxton. This is in the hands of the Texas Secretary of State. We're rolling it out in a way that doesn't damage the criminal investigation because we want these criminal charges going into the contested election scenario. But what they have revealed is absolutely shocking, and it confirms everything that we've known and that we've been saying. I'll just read a quick passage from one of these affidavits. Witnesses have shown me and described to me how the ballot harvest take absentee ballots from the elderly in nursing homes, from the homeless, and from unsuspecting residences' mailboxes. The ballot harvesters then complete the ballots for their preferred candidate and forge the signature of the voter. Two witnesses stated to me that there are two individuals employed at the Harris County Clerk's Office who are aware of the illegal ballots and help facilitate and mask the processing of the ballots into the legal stream of ballots. Now, we've already published a video showing them going into a nursing home in 2018 and doing this, you know, having the old people just put in.
You were on a month ago saying this was coming. You guys had broke that. That's exactly what Ilhan Omar's doing. It's what Governor Cuomo's doing. This is the Democrat. They're doing it in Broward County. They go in and ballot harvest, which is illegal in most areas.
Yes, that's right. And by the way, there's an old person who was denied food until they agreed to vote for the person that the nursing home attendant wanted them to vote for. The nursing homes are in on this. And so when you have Harris County sending out these ballot applications to everybody in the county who's 65 and over, that means the nursing homes are still ground zero.
Sure, that's a bunch of leftists. That's where they chose to kill everybody to get the COVID numbers up. But I just heard the record skip there. Boy, I want the interview with that person. I'm offering $10,000 for the interview. I believe it because they admit they do that in other areas. They beat them up if they don't. That they literally won't give them food unless they vote for Democrats. God, these people are sick.
Yep, that's right. And now we know that the Biden campaign's Texas political director is named in these affidavits. The Biden campaign is named in this in one of these affidavits. So we know that, and I was told in no uncertain terms, this is going on during the 2020 presidential election. Texas started mailing out the absentee ballots.
Of course it is. All the stuff they did in Iowa and everything was a beta test.
Yep. So this is an absolute definitive link between Dallas Jones, the recently hired Texas political director for the Joe Biden Kamala Harris campaign, and this massive Harris County operation, which ensnares a lot of Democrats. Sheila Jackson Lee employing convicted forgers on her campaign effort. So the Democrats in Texas in the Houston area are as sleazy as they can get. And they honestly thought they could flip Texas in Houston by finding all these votes. We're on to it. And over the next 5.5 weeks, we're not going to let them get away with it.
Well, election fraud is legendary in Texas and Illinois and other states, but I love my state, but it's true. Democrats, going back to LBJ bragging about Box 13 and all that, I mean, they're well known for doing this.
Yep, absolutely right. And, LBJ was a hard-knuckle politician. There was maybe some things to admire about him, like when he said that his opponent was, fornicating with a dog, and then he said, make him deny it. But obviously, the Democrats are just as sleazy as it gets. They're getting sleazier. And now what they're doing is they're operating in service of a communist takeover of the United States. So, you have to put aside this kind of 2D narrative. And by the way, this isn't the mainstream right now. Don Jr. is tweeting out my work. This is very much in the center and in the focus of what's going to happen over the next few weeks.
Well, exactly. We talk about 34 days, but what about the 79 after that? Let's talk about the 79 days of hell. The Democrats say they know they're losing. They're going to contest. How does that unfold? What does that look like? That's tomorrow's news today. Stay with us on Alex Jones.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Patrick Alley is a great investigative journalist. He writes for NashvilleFile.com. It's his main home. He also has written for many other big publications like the Epic Times. And he's getting into election fraud and just the hundreds of stories and arrest and insanity and red-handed videos and Project Veritas just founding out. Democrats don't care. They want to steal the election and have enough votes that night, I guess, to say Trump loses, Biden wins. But regardless, they've said, Patrick, that they're going to hold it up. They think they're going to lose and then use that to divide the country further and create a civil war and secession. Incredible admissions by John Podesta, the New York Times, 2 months ago, now confirmed. Why would they be so open about it? And do people need to understand that 34 days is just the election? It's the next 79 after that, whether it takes a day to contest it or 70 days or 79. Pelosi has said, she came out yesterday and said, we have prepared the House to vote if there's not a president put in, if it's contested by the 20th, if it's still contested, Democrats don't give up, their courts don't give up, that the House of Representatives will decide who the president is. And she said 2 months ago that would be her. Talk about megalomania. Talk about Twilight Zone. Talk about over the top. I mean, I can't even believe this is happening. And I'm Alex Jones. I was expecting craziness. But this is just, and we're only getting started here, Patrick.
Predictive programming all of this with that show House of Cards a few years ago to try to get people into the mind that it's somehow glamorous that these corrupt politicians are doing these backroom deals and trying to subvert democracy and whatnot. So I think it was all leading up to this. And what we're seeing right now is a situation where, look, President Donald Trump is the head of state. He is the commander in chief of the military. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs has said that he doesn't believe it's the military's role to intercede in an election and drag Trump out of office. If the Democrats don't recognize Trump's victory, then I believe that they are the ones who are seceding. I believe that they're the ones who are rebelling against stability. And so, you know, I would treat them as the Confederates in the sense that, there's going to be a big a question.
By the way, Podesta says they're in the role of Confederates. And so what's incredible is history's repeating itself again with different players. But just like we had eugenics come up in the 1920s and forced inoculations and sterilization, it's back again, too. It's like everything's coming back.
Right. Well, we hope that peace holds up, but obviously we haven't seen peace coming from Black Lives Matter and Antifa. They will have their riot squads ready to go. They will be intimidating people. They'll be intimidating people outside of the polls on Election Day because the Trump voters are going to show up in person because obviously we don't trust vote by mail. When we see, you know, ballots in a ditch in Wisconsin, when we see the military ballots being tampered with and discarded in the state of Pennsylvania. So, they will have the riot squads ready to go. They did this mask thing right before Antifa started rampaging around the country. And by the way, the masks, we got a little kid now who has a rash on his face with masks. There have been multiple kids in this world who have died in gym class wearing a mask on their face. So they are demoralizing us. They're trying to depress us.
They're trying to suffocate us. They're literally like a psycho puts a ball gag in your mouth.
Yep, and they're trying to send the message that, you know, if we feel bad about ourselves, if we feel demoralized, then we're not going to have the ability to fight back against them peacefully or to represent our own interests when they try to take the whole country away from us. And we're only days away from
that. The lockdown is about us already being locked up when they then bring in their own martial law. I don't think it's going to work, Patrick.
No, I don't think it's going to work because you see the resilience of the American people. The American people love freedom. Yes, I know that these social justice warriors are out there saying what they think they have to say, but even they want to be free. Even they want to walk around outside. Even they want to go to their normie bars and nightclubs and everything else. So in America, you really just can't take people's freedom away. We're not there yet, and I don't think we'll ever be there.
I agree. Well, what else? There's a million things to talk about. What do you think is going to happen in the debate tonight? What should Trump look out for? I agree, he's in the pole position to win. We're still not out of the woods once he wins, though, because the banks and the globalists are still going to try to spike the economy.
Yep. So I think it's important for President Donald Trump, knowing him as I do, having observed him as I have, to try to run circles around Joe Biden in a way that confuses him, makes him seem like he is mentally declining, which we all know he is. You know, they are going to try to keep him as scripted as possible. And so anything that Trump can do to try to shake it up, to try to get Joe, you know, off of his footing, that's what he needs to do. I mean, he came at Hillary Clinton last time in a way that totally shocked her and stunned her.
Well, the first debate he didn't, but the next two he did. And I agree. Right. He should say, like, it's okay. Do you need a nap, Joe? I mean, little stuff like that's going to enrage Biden. I think you should piss Biden off early, and Biden will fold like a house of cards.
I think so, because Biden has anger issues, and he's not really capable of controlling his emotions anymore because, you know, he doesn't have a filter. He doesn't have the ability to modulate his brain anymore. And so if Trump makes him angry, and Trump's funny, that's a big thing that he has going for him, more so than any other politician. Trump is
actually
a funny
person. I love
person.
How you said 200 million Americans died of COVID. You know it's 200,000, right, Joe? I mean, just, oh, my God, I would devastate Joe Biden. Man, I'd love to get in the ring with him. Because it's like literally debating a baboon or something.
I hope Trump comes prepared. I've heard that he has been preparing, and so, you know, he's got to come in there with the strategy, and he's got to be absolutely vicious. And Trump knows what the stakes are. He knows he's the representative of America going up against a communist anarchist takeover. So he understands the responsibility.
I totally agree. You talk about advising Trump. I did, in a phone call, tell Trump after the first thing with Hillary. I said, listen, you got to go after the juggler. I know you're being told by people be nice to her. No, that's viewers want to see you attack her. And Trump goes, no, you're right. I agree with you. He needs to just mop the floor with Biden. He needs to destroy him.
Absolutely. And we're programmed for this with cable news. Cable news is vicious. Cable news is over the top. And that's like normal. That's what people see day in and day out. So in a debate where the fate of Western civilization is hinging on this, he has to go so over the top.
Trump
and
needs
I hope
to
he
finish
does.
Him. Call him a Chinese agent. Call him a joke. Call him a fraud. Say, look how arrogant you are. You can't even talk. Had all these strokes, you're up here on the stage, you're pathetic, you and your criminal son. When he brings up Trump's tax returns, say everybody knows in real estate you're supposed to run at a loss. You know, at least I build stuff in America, you just sell us out to China, you piece of filth. I mean, I would just annihilate that piece of garbage.
Oh, absolutely right. And, you know, Joe Biden is, you know, somebody who his own running mate even tried to Me Too him. And Trump has said that out on the campaign
trail.
Oh,
Kamala Harris said you're the worst guy, you're a police state thug, yeah.
Yeah, so Trump out on the rallies is giving me hope because you're seeing that 2015 and 2016 energy from him, and it's all leading up to this. It's all leading up to tonight. So obviously I'm going to be on the edge of my seat with the popcorn ready, and this is going to be a night that will live in history.
Well, you should pop in sometime because I'm told the crew's going to go to like midnight. It's going to be huge viewers. Please tell folks you're coming on with your great audience. I hope you and Papert join us because I'm going to be a good boy. I'm going to... After the debate ends at like 9:30 Central, I'm going to make my statement for like 5-10 minutes, and then I'm going to go home to my family, and it's going to be Owen Schroyer, it's going to be Donald Rain, it's going to be all you guys and callers. I want to take calls because this is going to be big. What else is on your radar right now, Patrick Howley?
Well, you know, vote by mail is the big thing, but I've got a lot more coming about the pedophile rings. I've got a lot more coming about Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. This is a perfect storm, so to speak, of stuff that's coming together in the last weeks of this election. People are plugged into it, and it's a truly an amazing time to be alive. All over the world, we're seeing amazing progress for the kinds of stuff that you've been talking about for the last 20 years.
Well, we certainly are, Patrick Howley. Hold on. I've got loaded phones. I'm going to go to JB and Robert and Justin and everybody. We're going to go to all these calls, and Leander. We're going to go to all the calls. But I want you just to give us a little prelude to what's coming up with the pedophile ring stuff. There's been some big developments on that.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get a power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Filled with sin, I wouldn't let my
spiritual battle, you know, face to face with the devil and his minions.
Now I'm so happy.
Patrick Howley, NashvilleFile.com, Epic Times as well. He's here. Just finishing up, I wanted to get you on like a week ago, and I don't know if we did it or maybe I never got to it, but we have the Attorney General of the Virgin Islands ordering the flight logs released. We know Bill Clinton, Bill Gates were on board to the pedophile island. There's a lot of other big pieces moving. Give us a prelude of some of the great, because I know you've been at the tip of the spear exposing this with all the minutia. Give us the latest that's coming up.
Well, yeah, it's incredible. I mean, we have been at the tip of the spear for over 5 years now. It was CPAC back in 2015, before Trump even announced, where he did the interview. It was with Sean Hannity, and he said, Bill Clinton has a big Jeffrey Epstein problem. And ever since then, these kinds of things have been like tectonic plates, and they've been moving together. So we have NXIVM. We have the Bronfman family. There's Claire Bronfman awaiting sentencing. Keith Raniere awaiting sentencing. You have Ghislaine Maxwell in jail. You have Harvey Weinstein in prison, who has been totally excommunicated from this network and is bitter, so I hear. He is jealous. He is enraged that they knocked him off of his pedestal and put him into prison over sleeping with actresses. You have Kevin Spacey, who is still out there, who, you know, there's some mysterious deaths surrounding him. You had Oprah's friend John of God. You had, I mean, everybody wants to talk about the Haitian children. You know, we still have the situation of Laura Silsby, who was down there in Haiti. The Clinton Foundation and Bill Clinton got her out of the jam where she was accused of human trafficking. We all know what they were doing in Haiti. This network, this cabal, this coalition of insane sociopaths is finally under the microscope, and they're finally being prosecuted, and it's an Agatha Christie novel of who's going to flip on who. Now, I do know that Keith Raniere has an interest in talking in order to try to lessen his own sentence, and I know that some of these people, and I hope they keep Keith Raniere safe, not because he's a good guy, but you know, with Epstein, when he was, you know, suicided, he was killed. Oh, he killed himself, right? That sent the message that you know, the Clintons and that crew, that those folks are desperate. They're panicking, and they realize that the blackmail operation that has propped up their political control. It's not just about the pedophilia. It's not just about the Aleister Crowley Satanism. Obviously, honestly, that was a ruse to a certain degree. I don't think Jeffrey Epstein even really believed it.
Sure, those are just templates they get other people roped in with.
That's absolutely right. And the Clintons are dupes. You know, the Clintons are Rhodes Scholars, and they're, oh, yeah, this is what you got to do. You got to go down to Epstein Island and do this horrible stuff. Meanwhile, Epstein was laughing because then he gets all this stuff on camera. The FBI is not necessarily on our side. The FBI went down to Epstein Island, of course, afterward, and then a lot of stuff disappeared. But there's so much evidence out there. The evidence is backed up. It's saved. People are talking. And I predict that you're going to see the Bronfman-Maxwell nexus, which of course is closely linked to the Mossad agency, begin to lose a lot of power, and some of these rogue agencies are going to be reined in.
I agree with that, and that's what we know, and it's not an anti-Israel thing, it's not a pro-Israel thing, it's a fact. But and Netanyahu is doing horrible things with lockdowns, horrible things with COVID. I can't stand what Netanyahu is doing, but isn't it Omert and that other group of Israelis are kind of hooked into Epstein? It looks like that's that group's losing power right now. A lot of this is an internal war, it looks like, within Shin Bet and the Mossad and the Israelis as well.
Well, I believe the Mossad went after Netanyahu around the in the same way, really, that the CIA and FBI went after Trump. It was Arnon Milchan that set Netanyahu up with the cigars, and Arnon Milchan, who's a Hollywood producer, obviously a longtime Mossad asset, very similar to Robert
Sure,
Maxwell,
but I mean, so. It's on record that it's the opposition group to and the Rothschilds that are part of that are against Netanyahu.
Yep.
Why is there a split from your research between the Rothschilds and Netanyahu? That's a real split. I mean, they really want to get Netanyahu, and then Netanyahu is you know, fighting them. It's very sophisticated.
Well, Netanyahu's an Israeli nationalist. He's on the right wing. He's a conservative, and he also strongly supports President Donald Trump. The Rothschilds are enraged by Trump. They are absolutely enraged by the fact that the people of the United States exercised some kind of power, had some kind of agency.
Sure, exactly. All I'm saying, everybody like says Israel's one group. It's not just like us. It's a bunch of fighting, you know, groups. And clearly, you had Omer and these other Israeli operatives running the thing with the Clintons, and that thing's going down right now. That's a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. And the reason that Netanyahu, unfortunately, is going to have to cede power to this Benny Gantz guy at some point in the near future is because they have used immigration in Israel the same way they've used it in the United States. They bring in an Arab voting bloc, and then we had three elections in a row where Netanyahu was the clear winner, but because they pushed through enough Arab votes, legitimately or otherwise, they couldn't get a clear win. And so they use immigration the same way they use immigration in the United States, the globalists, the Rothschild wing, and they hope that they can change the demographics of Western sovereign countries to strip away the sovereignty.
Sure, because I remember these idiots go, do you work for Israel? I've never been to Israel. I'm not against Israel existing. I don't hate Jews. I know it's a diverse group of people. But clearly, I know the power structure, and the Rothschilds don't like Netanyahu, and they don't like Trump. Of course, Trump's got a bunch of pro-Israel folks behind him, but that's another group. So it's just people that are all anti-Israel need to actually grow up and get more sophisticated. Why do you think BB then is doing the horrible lockdowns and all this? I try to hold on to power using it. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know, that's up to him. I mean, there's almost every head of state is doing that. Trump has been a little bit better. You know, my friend Brian Kemp, the great governor of Georgia, has really been leading the way. But for some reason, the globalist power structure is all in on this lockdown all over the world. And a lot of
gives
leaders
all power. Exactly. All right. Great job.
Yep.
We appreciate you, Senator. There he goes. All right. Patrick Holly. Thank you. All right. Let's start going to some calls. The guys are popping in. I appreciate it. Great, great, great guest. Okay, who's up next here? Lander in Wyoming. Lander, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Welcome. So earlier in the show when you were showing the videos of Parscale getting tackled by those police, really all that kept running through my head is, how are these leftist police going to behave when they're behind the control centers of the alphabet robots? You know, what are they going to do then? Are they going to have drone swarms hitting us with fentanyl or what?
I totally agree, because that's a liberal police department, and they tackle a guy that's doing absolutely... I mean, imagine if the cops jumped on a black guy like this. I'd be against it. He did nothing.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. You don't really hear much outrage unless it's someone Black Lives Matter.
And then look at this woman, like, swagger over, and they're all on top of him. This is just pure BS, man. I don't care if it was a black guy or a white guy. That's wrong what you see there.
Well, you know there are going to be riots tonight outside of the... debates. I kind of wonder what sort of things like this we're going to be seeing there.
We're going to have our own crew there. They volunteered to go. I don't put them in harm's way. They want to go. Greg Reese and crew are going to be there. What do you expect tonight? I think Trump is going to annihilate Joe Biden.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt at all. I mean, it seems to me like they wouldn't even want Biden to get onto the stage. It seems like they'd want some excuse to cancel it, in my opinion.
I agree. TV viewers can see Greg Reese right there on the River Rock. I like Cleveland, man. They call it like the Rust Belt. Love the people, love the food. I weighed 400 pounds when I lived in Cleveland, man. The food there was like, what the hell? Everywhere I ate in Cleveland was amazing. What else is on your mind, Lander?
Well, Alex, I was thinking about your reporters now, and I was thinking about some of those clips you play where you have the kind of pig-like zombie people making noises into the microphones and shrieking. I just want everyone to think about the prodigal son. Because I want everyone to see, you know, the rioters, all these people, as God's children, just like we are. I know.
No, I agree with you, because one of my main sins, and God's touched my heart on this, I'm serious, like at 3 a.m., God's like, you shouldn't make fun of the left. You shouldn't make fun of how they've been turned into zombies. Now, devil worshipers go against them, those that are conscious, but those that just go like, bleh, bleh, I mean, that's somebody possessed. We should be mourning over that person and trying to get them back. I agree.
Pray for them. God wants them to stand up straight just like everyone else and feel the wind in their face. Say Hosanna in the highest.
Beautiful, Lander. All right, I'm going to get to everybody. Jose in Mexico, we're going to get to you next. We're going to go to Justin, George, Roger, Scott, Dwayne, Michael, Jeff. I got to get to everybody. And then Paul Watson's coming up. And we're going to have Greg Reese from Cleveland coming up on the other side for a few minutes. He'll give us live coverage tonight. It's the big debate night. InfoWars live coverage. Do not share the links.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live, your phone calls are coming up at Paul Joseph Watson. I'm Alex Jones. It's the fabled day where the Crypt Keeper, Sleepy Joe, has to debate President Trump tonight, 8 to 9:30 Central, 9 to 10:30 Eastern. We'll be covering it live at Infowars.com/show. Live coverage really kicks off at 5 p.m. the last hour of Schroeder's show, but I'll be here at 6 p.m. and we're going to be commercial free, taking your calls and special guest ahead of that. All right, there is Greg Reese by the Riverwalk there, by the canal, there in Cleveland, where the site of the RNC in July 4 years ago. And, wow, you're going to be there on the ground. What are you seeing Antifa? Are you seeing BLM? What's the police presence? What are you expecting to see, Greg Reese?
Well, so far we've seen a pretty strong police presence. The streets are empty. I grew up here. I've never seen the streets so empty. Everywhere we've been, the streets seem empty. There's some traffic on the roads. There's a huge security perimeter put up around the debate venue, and there's really nowhere for anyone to form groups. There's everything's fenced off to the sidewalk, to the street, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens later on. But other than that, I've just seen tons of signage everywhere for wear the mask and signs everywhere for wear the mask and wear the mask. And so Cleveland is caught up in the madness as much as any other place. And that's what's driving me the most crazy is all this mask stuff. You know, we're talking about October surprises. We're talking about debates. I can't even believe we're here for the debate. And, you know, I'm about ready to see people start questioning Fauci, people start questioning Gates. I doubt we're going to hear anything like that tonight, but I'm very curious to see what we are going to hear. The questions released by Zero Hedge on the questions that the Trump administration sent to the Biden are great questions. I wonder if we're going to hear those or if we're just going to hear nothing but New York Times tax returns.
No, I agree. We'll Trump said just savage him and not just go after the Burisma stuff or things like that, but just point out you presided over the destruction of this country. And
absolutely.
What would you ask Biden? That's a good question. We're going to, at 6 o'clock when I'm hosting, for hours, we're going to ask callers what they think Trump should do.
I thought the best question so far that I've heard is Hunter Biden. Receiving the money from the woman from Moscow, receiving the money, working with the Chinese government. These seem to be incredible questions when you look at what we've been dealing with for the past 4 years on talks of a Russia collusion and what we've been dealing with China. These would be amazing questions to ask. I would also love to hear questions asked about Ilhan Omar and Project Veritas, voter fraud in the state of Texas. These are all great questions. I also recently saw a picture of AOC with the Chinese spy who worked for NYPD. Seemed all buddy-buddy at a party. And this whole radical element of Kamala Harris and the squad that seemed to be behind Joe Biden.
No, I agree. I'd like to hear about after him first and foremost saying, you said, quote, we need China involved in every aspect of politics and sports and our daily lives. You and your son are on the payroll of Communist China. And yeah, there's AOC with a Chi-Com agent. Wow, this is just getting crazy, isn't it?
Absolutely. Crazier and crazier every day. A lot of people have been asking me about October surprises. What do I think about an October surprise? And I can't help but shake my head. Like every few weeks, we have an October surprise in 2020. It's just one thing after the next, one thing after the next. And once again, there seems to be no end in sight for this whole mask, phony COVID thing. And people are just going along with it 100%. It's unbelievable. But tonight, hopefully, the president will have an opportunity to actually debate Joe Biden. And like you said, just savage him. We know.
I wonder if Biden's going to wear his mask. And if Trump walks too close, he'll do that stay back 6 feet crap.
Well, we heard, I don't know if it's going to go through, but we heard that they have a rule that there's no masks on stage. So what we heard is that neither one of them are going to be allowed to wear a mask. I think we also heard that Joe Biden was challenged to have a test for an earpiece that he agreed to days ago. But today there are rumors that he's now refusing to be tested for an earpiece. He refused to be tested for drugs, which I thought was kind of funny.
Oh, he's obviously hopped up on speed. They're shooting him up with methamphetamine with him walking, which, again, is emblematic of the globalists being so arrogant, so crazy. All right, we're going to be checking in with you guys tonight at about 7 p.m. right in front of the convention center there, and we're going to be talking to you, and we'll talk to you after the event. I know you're going to have live feeds and things breaking. You call us the minute something happens. We'll get you on air, Greg Reese. Great job there. All right, there goes Greg Reese on the ground in Cleveland, Ohio, with our team. Now let's start getting to your calls because Paul Joseph Watson is coming up. But then it's going to be commercial free. Again, we're going to air a few promos here and there for breaks, but 6 minutes of breaks an hour tonight, 6 p.m. Baby, it's going to be big. And if you spread the live links and say, here's live coverage of the debate, watch it here with key analysis, it's going to just chain reaction. Boom, 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 boom. Alex Jones is back. The forbidden information is on live. That's what causes the chain reaction. It pisses off Google and Facebook and the Chi-Com so much. Live coverage, Trump versus Biden, the main event. Ding, 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 ding. The first presidential debate of 2020. Live coverage starts 5 p.m. Debate starts 8 p.m. All time central. 2020electioncenter.com is the URL they're not censoring right now. Sure they will after tonight. 2020electioncenter.com. Get unfiltered analysis and news. The live feed at 2020electioncenter.com. All right, let's go to Jose in Mexico. Jose, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
I'm right here in Mexico. I've been here for the past 8 years. I spoke with you before. You invited me to one of the podcasts.
Yes, sir. We're yet to do it, but we're going to start that soon. God bless you. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Well, I'm just here. You know, I want to volunteer. I want to do something for the movement. I've been doing videos, but I feel like there's more that I can do, sir. So I just want to make myself available. What can I do from Mexico?
Well, brother, you can shoot all sorts of videos and put out any website you want and promote them. Well, I'm a small operation. We reach a lot of people. But what do you think you should do? You're calling into a talk show right now. What do you think about the COVID lockdown? How is the COVID lockdown in Mexico?
Lockdown. People are, where I'm at, I'm in Yucatan, Mexico, sir, right here. People are on lockdown. I mean, it's extreme here, and people are afraid of the government. I go out and ask people, how come you don't go out and protest? And the answer is always the same. They're afraid of the government. They're afraid of the police. And I know what Jefferson said, you know, when people are afraid of the government, there's tyranny. And that's exactly what we're experiencing here.
No, I agree. This is a worldwide lockdown. So and how are folks doing financially under the lockdown? Not well, I would imagine.
Oh, no. There's protests going on in downtown because, you know, people aren't able to work. But they've closed downtown to where poor people, people without vehicles, are unable to get to downtown. Those are the people that are being affected the most. And, you know, that's something that's been happening. But there's been people that have been getting arrested for being out there and protesting. They're not even allowing people to work out in the street. You can't even go out for a jog. You know, police are telling people.
No. Governments everywhere are using this as a giant power grab. Jose, God bless you, and we love you, sir. Thank you so much. We got a big list of people that I want to start doing a weekly talk show with. I've done it a few times. I just get busy. But we're getting more board ops, more producers, so that we can do more of those shows. We'll hire a couple people, then one person quits. We hire a couple people, and Glenn Beck hires one of them, which is okay. That's just the way media works. We got to train folks. We're like the little league. You know, even though we have a bigger audience than Glenn Beck, he's like God. He's up there, the mountain. And you know, it's okay. That's what we do. It's just that it's hard to get the crew to do more shows. We're trying as hard as we can. That's why we need your financial support. Okay, who's been on the longest now? That would be Dwayne, and then JB, and then Justin, and George, and others. Go ahead, Dwayne in Delaware. You're on the air.
Thanks for all your hard work. Let me say that to start off.
Thank you, brother.
My name is Dwayne from Delaware. I'm a keyboardist for Rashawn Attack, and religion is kind of my thing. I study a lot of religion and philosophy, and the COVIDians and their precautions and their mannerisms and all this fire psyop actually has an historical precedent from 3rd century. There's a philosopher named Manny who started a group called the Manichaeans, and they were like an early attempt at globalism. They're made famous by Augustine's Confessions. Well, the Manichaeans had this thing where they would do, where everybody had to wear veils and masks, and they had to virtue signal each other and report each other whenever somebody was breaking free of the Manichaean faith. Some of the things
I heard of that. That's why they predicted like a weird global religious cult where you have to wear masks for men and women beyond Islam. Guys, look that up. I forgot about that. The Manichaeans. That's wild.
Yeah, and they're from the Chinese and the Iranians, pre-Islam. And one of the virtue signal things they'd have is they'd have an idol in the middle of their public areas, and people would go up and they would OBS, you know, they would sit there like kneel and supplicate, almost like the BLM kneeling, and they would take from the statue this sanitizing solution called the Gomez, and the Gomez is a big feature of Zoroastrian thought. Well, the Gomez had to be received in public, and people would virtue signal each other to do this sort of thing. And if they weren't doing it, they were brought into...
I remember hearing about a Zoroastrian cult that wore masks. I don't remember the name Manichaeans.
Manichaeans after Manny. Manny was the philosopher that started M-A-N-I.
I know your phone's really, really fluctuating. Spell it out for me.
M-A-N-I-C-H-A-E-N-S.
Okay, I'm going to look that up. That's crazy.
Yeah, this group has persevered through a lot of the ancient traditions. And, you know, like the author Blavatsky once said, one truth could take down a mountain of lies. Well, the psyop going on right now is absolutely modeled after the Manichaeans.
Manichaeans. Well, this lie is definitely bringing down civilization, and those that are the ones pushing it need to pay. I hear you, brother. Powerful call. More calls straight ahead. Hour number 4. And then it's debate time tonight.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.